right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. It is a little after 9 o'clock here. That must mean news. With a little person I like to call Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hey, Tim, is it hot in here, or is it just me?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
No, actually, it's really hot in here.
Wow, Gina with the swearing.
Sorry,
man.
It's just a little warm.
God almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that's seen and unseen. All right, what's going on in the news there, Gina?
Oh, Craig? There's so much going on, Tim.
Is that right?
Well, as you know, with record heat in the Southland today, people in Southern California were sticking close to their air conditioners as the heat wave shattered more record highs. It hit 116 degrees in Palm Springs, 118 in Thermal California,
wow,
which is, you know, a good name for them, and I've never heard of Thermal California, and 109 in Woodland Hills. The greater problem, however, is that with record highs in the greater L.A. area, thousands of residents in North Hollywood were left without power today. And we have a clip of the problems this outage has caused.
All right, here we go. No power in North Hollywood.
At this traffic light at Houston Burbank, I must tell you that there are many signals throughout this part of North Hollywood like this. With the power outage, DWP tells us 5,000 to 7,000 people without power.
Oh, boy, 5,000 to 7,000 people. That's why you get yourself a generator. I got myself a generator in the garage, and I'm like a complete white trash nut. I got a generator. I've got 2 5-gallon red plastic gas tanks filled with fuel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I got a 2.5-year-old.
What is she going to do with it?
I live in the West Valley. Yeah. So if the electricity goes out, that house goes from, you know, 78 degrees to 108 in about 20 minutes. So I got this portable air conditioning and a generator. I'm ready to go.
Wow.
World comes to an end, man. My lights will be on.
We're all going to Shea Conway.
I know. But you know what? You guys can all kiss my ass because you guys all think I'm a lunatic. But when the electricity goes out, you're all be knocking on my door. I'm the pig that built the brick house. You guys are sitting in there in straw shacks smoking weed.
This is like that Twilight Zone where everyone's trying to get into your storm cellar, you know, the bomb shelter.
Yes.
You won't let us in.
Out. Get out. All right. What else is going on, Gina Grant?
Well, President Bush got a firsthand look of the flood damage in Iowa during a 3.5-hour visit to Cedar Rapids yesterday.
Oh,
Bush met with local, state, and federal officials who are all dealing with the floodwaters. And at each stop, the president offered words of encouragement to flood-stricken citizens. But something ended up getting lost in the translation, I think.
Uh-oh.
We have some audio of that.
Here we go.
You know, oftentimes you get dealt a hand you didn't expect to have to play. And the question is not whether you're going to get dealt a hand. The question is, how do you play it? And I'm confident the people of Iowa will play it really well.
Oh, boy. It's dealt a bad hand.
Yeah.
I see again. All right. Hopefully they understand.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Must be hot in that area because he's usually pretty eloquent.
Very.
All right. Anything else going on there, Gina?
Well, yes, in sports news, Lisa Leslie became the first woman to dunk in a professional game Tuesday
night. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
When the Los Angeles Sparks Center did it late in the first half against the Miami Soul. The 6'5" Leslie dunked with 4 minutes and 46 seconds left in the first half. Leslie dunked 3 times in a practice during the recent All-Star weekend in Washington, but it had not been done in a game in the WNBA's 6 seasons. And we have some audio of this very exciting play.
Wow, finally, thank God, a reason to go down to Staples Center because the girls are dunking now.
Lennox got an open look. Missed the shot from three-point range straight away. Byers gets it up to Leslie. What's she going to do? She dunked it! First time in WNBA history, someone has dunked in a game. It's Lisa Leslie with the dunk. Nobody, nowhere, no how has ever done it in the WNBA.
Oh, Bubba. Who gives a rat's ass?
You know what, though? When a woman is 6'5", aren't you like, well, yeah, you dunked it. Congratulations.
Yeah, I can almost touch the rim.
Yeah.
I'm a white dude. Yeah. But, yeah, so they dunked it. What's next? Someone's going to make a three-pointer?
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I'm not sure it's worthy of this kind of excitement that the guy and this chick are, you know, yelling about.
They dunked it! For the first time in WNBA history, someone has dunked in a game. It's Lisa Leslie with the dunk.
It's not like she tomahawked behind her back. barely got it over the rim. And I think it hit the back of the rim.
And, you know, more than the guy going, oh, my God, she dunked it, was the guy in the back going, woohoo!
I think that was a chick doing that. Yeah, listen to it again. Listen to it again. Here we go.
She dunked it! For the first time in WNBA history, someone has dunked in a game. Someone has dunked in a
She did it. All right, very good. She dunked. Who cares? All right, anything else going on there?
Yes, well, finally, in entertainment news, actress Anne Hathaway went on Late Night with Conan O'Brien to promote her new movie, Get Smart, which opens in wide release this weekend. And when the movie talk was over, Anne went on to talk about something slightly more personal. Yeah. We have some audio of this.
Here we go.
Your last topic just reminded me. I always thought I had the best porn star name in the world. You know how, like, you figure out your porn star?
Yeah, how does that? I forget that trick. What is it again?
It's your first pet and your first street. First. And so I always thought I had a really good one.
Right.
Mine's Sandy Chestnut. And
that's a great porn name.
My
yeah.
cousin has a better one.
What?
Tipper Center.
Tipper Center. That's just weird. That's disturbing. That has me thinking of things. My first, when I was about 3 years old, I got a cat, and I was three, so I named her Pebbles. So I'd be Pebbles Canard. That sounds.
That's like Romanian porn.
Yeah. I like it. They like it.
That is great. What would your porno name be?
I have to disagree with Anne Hathaway and say I have the best porn star name ever.
What do you got?
Pretty Kitty Bond.
Is that right?
Pretty Kitty Bond.
Wow, that is beautiful.
And my ex-boyfriend would have been Puffy Sinclair.
Mine would have been, my name would have been Dolly Pasadero Drive.
Are you serious?
Yes. I think at that point it's just Dolly Pasadero.
I think I'd have
you're
to...
You're into that kinky stuff.
Dolly Pasadero, though, I think you have to be a tranny.
That's what I'm talking
about. With the equipment. And to get by with Dolly Pasadero.
Yeah!
Or Morgan Magnolia. What would yours be, Randy?
Mine would be Mocha Coldwater.
Jesus Christ.
Another friend of mine would be Sasha Sunset. And my favorite one is another one of my friends, a gentleman, would be Buster Jewel.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Oh, that's what's happening.
Here she goes,
the
everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I'm schwitzing.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you a headache.
All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. You can always get a hold of us at conwayshow@gmail.com, conwayshow@gmail.com. And Randy will read each and every email. There is not one email that has been sent to the show that either Randy or Gina hasn't read. They read everything, everybody. ConwayShow@gmail.com. All right, folks. I'm a big fan of this young lady sitting on my left here.
Wow.
Who is used to have her own morning show, 92.3, right?
It was 92.3 for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And then most recently, right down the street from you, was a station called V100.
Yes.
And I was there for like 3 months, and then I got a little text, and it said,
good night.
We have 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
And I said, 2 weeks till what? And they said, we sold the station. So now called, it's a classic rock station is what it is now.
All
so
right, now it's Diana Steele, everybody.
You know, I know you're married, but no disrespect, but this is the hottest date I've had on a Friday night in a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I heard some, if you go to DianaSteele.net, don't go .com because there's a scientist there.
That's not me.
Yeah. But you know, for a long time,
yeah.
And I did this with Don Burns as well until I met Don Burns, mm-hmm. I thought you were black.
Oh, yeah.
I guess a lot of people think that, huh?
You know, and I don't know if it is if it's my sound of my voice or if it's that I've done urban radio for so many years.
I think that was it.
You know, because for me, I don't even think about it. I was at a club in Long Beach one time and I had a woman, I threw out a t-shirt, you know, to the crowd. She threw it back at me.
What?
Because she was so pissed off that I was a white girl and not a black girl.
Is that right?
To this day, we are good friends. Because I went over to her and I had to know, where did this come from? And so now, you know, we still stay in touch. We're good friends.
And she's cool with you being white?
Totally cool. Totally cool with it. Right. We both kind of, you know, I kind of talked her through the whole thing like, you know, we're all not horrible people.
I know.
It's not such a bad thing.
But you know what? You actually could have saved that conversation by just saying that you were a black albino.
Well, sometimes I turn around and go, watch me walk away, and you'll think I'm a sister.
All right. Diana Steele is with us, and she, again, has been a staple of morning radio in Los Angeles for, what, how many years?
My first year here was 1989.
Look at you.
In fact, that's when I met the wonderful Bob Moore.
Yes, the general manager here.
Yeah, we all used to party together. It was a big crew at the China Club back in the day. So
wow.
I could tell you some stories.
I guess so, yeah.
But I won't.
All right, I read this an article today, and I thought it was unusual because I think that that women are now becoming more like men, and there is proof of it, even on a very low level. And it comes out of London that female chimpanzees are hungry for sex with as many males as possible and keep their mouths shut about it to boost their chances of luring the top chimps. And this comes out of a Scottish university. But it's odd that, you know, everybody always thought that female chimps were like female human beings where they wanted one guy and have sex with one guy.
Right.
And that the guys were always looking for variety. But now I think that the tide is turning.
Mm.
And I think that now women are, I don't know if they're just admitting it now, they've always been that way.
Yeah.
Or if they finally realize that, you know, having one person in your life, doing one thing for your entire life, may not be the best way to go through life.
You know what? I'm a chimp.
Yeah, is that
I'm
right?
I'm a stinking chimp.
Look at you.
I admit it. I won't tell you how many, but I admit it. And I'll tell you why, because I think as a woman, if you do tell, like, and there comes a point in every relationship where somebody has to open their mouth and say, how many people have you been with?
Right. And you're not going to tell us a number here.
Hell no. Right. If I give you a number, it's a lie.
Right.
And I guarantee you that most women who are over 30 are not going to tell you the truth.
Right.
So don't ask the question, because what are you going to do? You're going to go, any woman who sleeps with more than, let's say, three guys is called a name.
That's
but any
not
guy
true.
Who does it I is think a
that
stud.
I think that number's moved over the years. I'm not sure it's moved to the Sam Phillips level of more than 500.
Dear God.
She admits to more than 500.
How does she walk?
I don't know, man. She's really put together for a chick who gets out there. But let's take some phone calls here. Is this true for women nowadays? Because I know the younger generation.
Yeah.
And I have some relatives who are younger. They're in their, you know, early 20s, late teens, early 20s. And sex for them isn't what it was like for me in high school. You know, if you got sex in high school, you're like, wow,
whoa,
man,
yeah,
this has to be a relationship.
Yeah, you're getting married.
Yeah. But now it's like, you know, girls will just bang you just for the fun of it, like guys used to want to do.
And not just in high school.
I know.
Middle school.
I know, middle
scares
school.
The heck
yeah.
Out of me.
Now, you have a child, is that
I
right?
I have two. We actually both have 2.5-year-olds.
Yeah, you're a girl or boy?
I have a boy.
Right.
I just adopted him out of foster care 2 months ago.
Good
and
boy.
I have an 11-year-old that's my birth son,
right?
Who's going into sixth grade. And I'm sending him to a private Christian school, hoping that these things won't happen to him.
Oh, no. It's going to happen. It's over. I really hope that my daughter, and I hate to say this because I always get emailed, you know, saying I'm a complete a-hole, but I really hope that my daughter is like a butch lesbian where she gets like hot chicks. I think that would be cool.
That's for you.
Well, yeah, I think it's for her too. I think that's the best way to go through life. I don't want her to be the attractive lesbian and bringing home guys that look like, or bring home chicks that look like me.
Oh,
I want her to be like the butch lesbian and bring home chicks that, you know, look like you or like or Gina Grad. That would be nice.
So that you can hang out and chat.
Yeah, bringing
crazy.
Hot chicks home.
Crazy.
Look at that, man. All right, are women nowadays like these female chimpanzees where they're hungry for sex with as many males as possible and keep their mouth shut about it to boost their chance of luring the top dude? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Diana Steele is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
You know what? I'm a chimp.
Yeah, is that
I'm
right?
A stinking chimp.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Diana Steele is with us. Always nice to see you.
So fun to be in here with you tonight.
And
I'm excited. It's Friday night. All the nutcases are checking in. And I'm anxious to talk to them.
Yeah. All right. Female chimpanzees are hungry for sex with as many males as possible. Is this a trend that is starting to emerge in women as well?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Because, you know, it used to be where, you know, you're right. And there's a great lyric from a Kool Moe Dee song, and I don't often quote Kool Moe Dee.
Wait, let me get my Kool Moe Dee shades on.
But it's the only rapper I think I really can quote. But the line was, a guy with 100 girls is a hero. Uh-huh. A girl with 100 guys is a zero. Uh-huh. Don't blame me. It's society. They made the rules, but they made them for me. But I think nowadays where if a girl said, as long as she doesn't tell everybody that she slept with 100 guys.
Yeah.
Then she's cool. And she's doing exactly what these chimpanzees are doing. They'll sleep with a lot of guys, but they keep it quiet.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And I think that's like the emerging trend.
Play now, the innocent girl.
Now,
who's
again,
to know?
I'm not going to ask you how many guys you've been with.
Because I won't tell you.
Right.
Because I can't remember.
Diana wrote a number down here during the commercial break.
And then it kept going off the table?
Yeah, she ran out of ink with this big pen.
Oh, man.
But I think that... it's exactly, it reflects the chimpanzee world.
Girls
want it now from as many different guys as guys want it from as many different girls.
Is there something wrong with that? I mean, women enjoy sex.
Right.
I think we're coming into an age of women where now women finally are able to admit, I like sex, and maybe not with the same dude if they're not married.
Right.
To me, if you're married, stick with the person you're with. You decided to lock yourself up, stay locked up.
Right.
You know, don't ruin the rest of the world.
Yeah. It's a friend of mine, Frankie Renzulli, out the valley. He's got 4 kids. He said, before you have kids, the front door of your house looks as big as a door of an airplane hangar. It's always easy to get out. Once you have kids, it turns into a mouse hole. Very tough to slide through there.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Are women now going to admit that they like sex as much as guys with as many different guys? Or are we just on the moon here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Amber here in Huntington Beach. Amber, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Diana Steele's with us. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
All right, baby.
Hey, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Good. Okay, I just was thinking about that subject, and for me, see, I was very promiscuous when I was younger, like all through high school, even after high school, during college, because I was always overweight. I was 50 pounds overweight, and once I lost the 50 pounds, I got my boobs done, and all of a sudden, everybody wanted to talk to me, and it was a shock for me because I'd always never had that kind of attention. And so it just kind of got worse. And then I kind of realized that, it was more of a coping thing to make myself feel better about myself.
Hey, now, how tall are you?
5'3".
And what did you weigh?
I weighed 189 pounds.
That's a huge bitch.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Oh, Randy, please.
And then I got down to about 128.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. And why did you lose the weight? Did you get a disease?
Well, I became a cocktail waitress, so I started walking all the time, and then that also kind of spurred it too because I got more attention from men.
Right, but was it? Did you find sex better when you were at 190?
No, but it make it. No, actually, not at all. I mean, I was never like shy about my sexuality at all, but. I just didn't feel as sexy as when I was, I'm 130 pounds.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, listen, Dr. Avioso.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody
feels... A little harder to move around when you're a little heavier.
Nobody feels sexy at 5'3", 190. And if you do, you're a lunatic. But did you have that... When you were 190 pounds, and you say 189, which, I guess we use that number, makes you feel better.
It's important to women.
Yeah. You're a giant Snickers size away from being 190.
Yeah.
But, all right, you're 189. Okay. And when you were 189, did you have that fat chick self-confidence about you?
No, I never did. I was very, very, very self-conscious about it. I was kind of dressed like a boy, you know what I mean? I wore jeans, like jeans and big shirts or big sweatshirts.
Right.
And then once it all came off, I was like, wow, I can wear this and I can wear that. And then, guys were lighting my cigarettes, opening doors for me and buying me drinks, something that I had never really had before.
Wow.
Was that because you lost the weight or you got the chichis?
Well, you know what? Both.
Uh-huh.
So,
chichis will do that. I don't care what size you are.
Yeah, Boots help.
Yeah. What did you go for, May? What size to what size there?
I was an A, and I went down to almost a, or I went to almost a D.
Opa!
Wow, A to a D.
Yeah.
Look at you, man.
Yeah,
it's not a mystery why the guys are opening up the doors.
Yeah.
Because you can't yourself with these.
No.
That is great. How old are you now?
I'm 25.
25, so you're still very young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many guys have you been with?
I don't really like to say, you know.
Let's round it off. Give us a like. Is it under 50?
It's something I'm very self-conscious about.
See?
And
now this, she's keeping it hidden, just like the chimpanzees.
Is it less than one? Is it less than one per pound when you're at your heaviest?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, of course. I mean, you know, I didn't know. I mean, you know, could be 190 or so.
Big girls get a lot of love, too.
But when I was big, it was anybody who gave me attention, you know, I would do, you know, I'd hook up with. And then finally, when I was skinny, I got all the attention. So I did. So it was bad because I still had that frame of mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I never felt beautiful.
When you talk about, you know, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, even like Jim Gott, the ex-pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers, they can always tell you their best years. They've memorized, you know, whether it was 1990 with the Giants, whether it was, you know, 1975 with the Atlanta Braves. What was your best year? How many guys did you have in 1 year? You don't have to give us the overall number, but what was that big year for you?
I'd probably have to say this, like, last year.
Wow.
Probably, yeah, because
I'm talking about RBIs. I'm talking about the actual guys you've been with. What's the maximum of guys you've been with in 1 year?
I don't know, like six, maybe.
Six? That's it?
She's not talking.
Yeah, that's like one every couple months, you know?
Yeah, but that's nothing. I thought you were going to say like 50.
Hmm. Oh, no, not at all.
All right. Well, you and I have a different, you know, a different opinion or a different definition of what promiscuous is.
Then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, I wasn't, you know, every night at the bar, you know,
So. You never had one like coming in the front door as the other one was going out the garage?
No, never.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you ever been with two guys at the same time?
No.
No.
Never really.
Well,
that
it's
that
like
cool.
Talking to, you know, Helen Marie at St. Mel's. I mean, look at this.
Are you single now?
Yes, I'm single now.
You should try that before you hook up with like your permanent guy. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Diana said, you know, she wants it as a topic because she's had so much experience. I'm like, Diana, please, we got to keep it sort of family oriented here.
My kids asleep. Come on.
All right, Amber, thanks for calling, baby.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye.
There she goes.
They're
so you recommend guys or chicks do that before they get married?
Oh yeah.
Have two guys at the same time?
Absolutely.
How about three?
That I don't know.
You don't know about
Perhaps.
That?
Perhaps.
You know about
that might be a little too busy.
Yeah,
you like to keep track of who's in the room.
Look at you, man. All right. And by the way, I believe you're a single woman now, right?
I am, yeah. I've been single for a long, long time.
Is that right? Are you looking for a guy?
No, I never look.
You don't?
I've never asked a guy out. I've never, tried to go up to somebody and talk to them. I just don't have it in me. And I'm old-fashioned like that. I think the guy should be the one to come up to you.
And you'll sit there and wait and wait.
I will wait.
All right.
I will wait.
And now Randy thinks he has a shot here.
Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
What's your sign, Papa?
I'm a Leo, baby.
Oh, you need too much attention. That's
come
what my,
on.
That's
I don't need my, that much attention.
That's what my baby daddy was. Always wanting hugs and kisses and crap like that. I got work to do.
You can tell that just by his sign?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm a Libra. What is that?
Oh, you're the happy sign.
Is that right?
Yeah, you have to have balance. You don't like too much drama. You don't want too much of anything. You're just very... When you smile, you light up a room.
Thank you very
that's
much.
That's a Libra. My little Thank 2.5-year-old's a Libra. He is the center of attention wherever he goes.
My little daughter is a Libra.
Oh.
I think. I
October
don't know.
September?
October
what?
5th.
Whoa, mine's the 12th.
Yeah, mine's the 13th.
There you go.
All right, are women nowadays becoming like female chimps where they want to have sex with a lot of different guys, and because society looks down on that, they do keep it secret from their male partners? They're exactly like chimps nowadays.
Well, you
Look
know what? I'm a chimp.
You are a chimp. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to, is it Murdad? Is that how you pronounce that name?
Hi, yes, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say that women, if they find the right guy, they like to stick with him.
They like just one guy?
If it's the right guy, if the guy makes them feel good, I think they like to stick with him. As opposed to guys... they're more whorish. I think guys are more whorish.
Yeah, amen. I totally agree with you.
I don't
you.
Know about that.
I agree.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from Iran originally.
Hey. Are you Persian?
Yeah, that's me, baby.
Yeah. Well, now, but back in the homeland, Isn't it very common to have a wife and a lot of action on the side?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I've been living here most of my life, so.
And that's one thing they didn't tell you about the United States, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the United States. Well, you know, I'm talking about the United States. I think in Iran it's the same way, though.
Nah, I think it's better in Iran.
It's better in Iran?
Damn.
Yeah, because I think you can have a wife there and have like four or five mistresses, and the wife doesn't care. I think Europe is ahead of us, and Iran, a whole Middle East is ahead of us. I think that's why they wanted to crush the United States, because of white women.
Too many promiscuous white women. They must die.
Yeah, white women. We will take them out. May take a few guys out with them. All right. Is it possible, folks, that female chimpanzees are now reflecting what modern-day women are all about? They're hungry for sex with as many males as possible, but they keep their mouths shut. To boost their chances of luring the top chimps. Now, see, this is true also, and I'm not going to mention the names here, but if anybody in the sporting world knows this, there's a very famous hockey player who ended up getting married. And I'm not going to tell you who that is, but from what I understand, the chick that he married slept with a lot of different hockey players until she got
one hooked.
Yeah, one really good hockey player.
Well, a lot
player.
Of women do that in the sports world.
Yeah, and then the guy didn't find out until after they were married that she slept with like 30 hockey players.
Because she kept it hidden.
Yes, she's like a chimp.
Very smart woman.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 are modern day women like modern day chimps. How simple is life? Diana Steele is with us, and it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Oh, good. All right, folks, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Diana Steele is with us. You can check her out at Diana Steele, STEELE.net.
Yeah, I'm slowly like loading different shows that I've been on so that, you know, people can kind of hear that. I've got different interviews on there and just some fun stuff. It's in
the
works.
To prove how important you are, Barack Obama called you on election day here in California.
It's primary day. Yeah. That was fun. And I had to be really nice. And I did my best. I mean, you know, and I admire him for what he's accomplished and what he's doing. I tend to be more conservative.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
In this town?
Naughty, naughty girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm you know, I'm somebody who's more politically conservative and socially liberal, so we disagree on certain things,
right.
You know? And I so wanted to dig into that with him, but the powers that be at the station I was at was like, we're going to give you this, but you better be good.
Oh, yeah. No, I did the same thing. I interviewed Barack Obama. CBS had a pool. And they said, anybody in radio, throw your name in the hat, and we're going to pick out three people to interview Barack Obama.
Right on.
And I was picked.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh, Christ, now I got to do this? And so I had a list of questions I wanted to ask Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy at CBS looked at it and said, no. No, you don't, my friend. We will tell you the questions to ask. Here's a quick sample of it, then we'll get back to this topic. Here it is. Hey, hi, Mr. Obama. My name is Tim Conway, Jr. I'm with CBS News, and thanks for sitting down with us during such a very busy time in your life. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, now, I've got to ask you a question about this Reverend Wright. Lots of people are questioning.
Enough. I don't even hear it, please.
It was a satellite feed, it was just, I was sweating because it was hotter than hell in there, and these guys at CBS wouldn't let me ask, like, the real questions I want to ask. All right, are female chimps hungry for sex like female human beings?
What's wrong with this?
And they will, you want to have sex with as many guys as possible, but not tell anybody.
Yeah,
because once you tell everybody, they're like, wow, you slept with 100 guys? F you, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Jennifer in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you? You there? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such an a-hole. Jennifer, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Oh, hello?
Hey, baby.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right.
Good.
I've been doing this for 12 years. I still can't figure out line 4 and 5.
Push the button.
It's all right. No problem.
All right.
No, I was telling your screener that in high school, I wasn't very sexually active. I had my first in high school, and it was really lame and horrible, and I just thought, this is terrible.
Oh.
But then after I graduated high school...
Must have been with me.
After I graduated high school, it was fun, and I was very promiscuous, and I went a little crazy. Yeah. But now that I'm in a serious relationship, I'm older, and I'm like thinking back. I'm like, wow, I should have had way more sex. I should have slept with a lot more guys.
Wow.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Oh, she's so young.
So,
and you're married?
No, but I've been in the four-year relationship now.
Wow.
So, but I mean, I've slept with like 15 guys.
It's not bad.
But I mean, that was all after high school. I know lots of chicks in high school now who've already, slept with 15 guys.
Yeah.
So,
So
I'm just kind of like looking back. I'm like, oh man, I totally could have slept with this guy and that guy and this guy down the street.
You know what'll
piss
you
off? That guy at the restaurant. You know what I mean?
You know what'll make you, the guy that you're with, you've been with him 4 years.
Yeah.
And you've been loyal to him.
Yes.
I was with a guy for 4 years, and I found out I was loyal to him for those 4 years, and then I found out towards the end he'd been screwing around the whole time. That pissed me off to no end. I wasted 4 good years one dude when I had so many opportunities with some beautiful, beautiful men, and I said no because I wanted to be loyal, and then I found out he was screwing around the whole time. That really irritated me.
How many guys or how many chicks do you think he slept with in those 4 years?
One every 2-3 months.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you blew it. So you weren't pissed at the fact that he cheated. You're the pissed at the fact that you couldn't, or you didn't.
It just made me mad because it was like the first time that I was loyal in a relationship, and I did it for 4 years, and look what happens.
Yeah. How old were you when you had your first?
17. I was out of high school.
17. Wow.
Yeah. I waited. We were supposed to wait in my family until you got married, and even my parents.
Catholic?
Lutheran.
Right.
But my parents, before I got married, I was in the car coming home from college 3 weeks before my wedding. My mother said to me, now, you know, I had each one of your sisters do this. You have to put your hand on the Bible and swear to God that you have not had sex, up until you get married. And I paused and I'm like, it's sunny out and I feel that we're getting a thunderstorm any moment. So I said, do you really want to know the truth, Mom? And she sort of pulled back the Bible and said, you know what, honey, just the fact that you're going to be honest is all I need. And I went, thank you, God.
Would you have done it, though, on the Bible?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have. No.
See, I would have BS'd my parents on that Bible. Anything you want to hear on that Bible, man.
No.
You got it.
Because I learned
as a child that it's much better to lie to your parents than tell them the truth. They always
probably
say, tell us the truth. And that gets you into a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When you start lying to your parents, that's when you start creating like your own personality.
Yeah.
And you see what you can get away with. Now, if everybody in the world was honest all the time, it would be boring, because everybody would be mean to each other and everybody would be honest. But the nice thing about running into people is trying to figure out where they're BSing you, and where they're not BSing you. Like Randy and Gina both work on this show, and I'm sure they lie to me all the time. And I got to figure out when they're lying and what they're lying about, and that's the game. I lie to them, and they lie to me.
It's a beautiful world.
Yeah, well, I'm not honest with these people. Not at all.
I don't trust Randy's eyes.
All right, let's talk to Annalyn, I believe that is the name. You're on 97.1 Free FM, and Diana Steele's with us. How are you? Hey, what's your name? Annalyn?
Yes, Annalyn.
Annalyn. All right, good for you. All right, you're on the air, baby.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Annalyn.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. I was actually calling to comment on the last gal that was on the phone.
Oh, the chick I think she was 26, mm-hmm. been in a relationship for 4 years, and should have slept with more dudes?
Yeah, I know exactly what she's talking about. I was in the military.
Oh, boy.
And I was a single mommy in the military.
Oh,
and I didn't even go in the military until I was 27, but I was a hot little mama when I was young. Yeah. I'm 40 now, and I'm married to a wonderful man who's 10 years younger than me, and I actually met him in the military.
Hmm.
But I feel the same way. I should have slept with some more guys. I'm telling you, I should have. They were like young. They were like, I know this is bad to say, but they're like 18, 19,
she's
and 20.
No, it's not bad to say. You're a normal, breathing woman.
No, I should have been.
And you had the opportunity. You were in the service.
Wow.
Exactly, and I was such a good girl in the military. But I do want to tell you that when I did date my boyfriends, when I were with my guys, I was a nymphomaniac. It was sex all the time. But I should have taken that out on different guys. It would have been fun.
Yeah, guys like that for about 2 weeks.
Spread the love.
Yeah, hey, that's good enough for me. One night's good enough.
Yeah, now you're 40. Where'd you guys meet? Over in Korea?
No, actually,
at
Port Hueneme.
Oh, okay.
Korea?
I don't know. I mean, she sounds a little older. She fought in the Korean conflict. I don't know. And you got kids?
I'm sorry?
You got kids?
I do. I have a 20-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow.
Boy or girl?
Both girls.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because I have a theory that, are you still very horny?
No, not so much right. anymore.
You know, you got a big problem on your hands, Annalyn, because I have a theory that horniness in men and women is transferred down
to
the same sex.
Oh, to the same sex.
Yeah,
okay.
Like if I had a son, he would be as horny as I was throughout my life. And now my daughter is going to be as horny as my wife was throughout the periods of her life. And I have a feeling it's transferred in that
Does
way.
Does that worry you?
Well, it doesn't worry me. It just sort of freaks me out that, you know, that if, like, a friend of mine who's really, really into hookers, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to think to myself, wow, his dad, who I know, he was like 65 years old, very conservative guy, is probably the same way.
Wow.
You know, because I think it, you know, like father, like son when it comes to, you know, that
desire. This might be why God only gave me boys.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's talk to Dan in Aliso Viejo. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, welcome,
Big Bad
man.
Dan.
Well, let's get back to the chimp thing, but real quick, Diana Steele, that whole thing where you wish you were cheating when you weren't.
Yeah.
There's a saying, I know exactly how that feels, you know, as a guy it's pretty simple, but there's an old saying that always just sums it up for me. It's cheating is the first thing you regret not doing as soon as you break up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
my daddy told me that a long time ago. I never understood it until I broke up and I found, you know, that whole thing.
Now you get it.
Yeah, I get it now. Well, yeah. I got it then. But listen,
it's also like, you know, the 85-year-old guy who gets married. And they ask him, they go, geez, you're 85, why are you getting married? He says, because I miss the cheating.
Okay.
You know? And I think a lot of guys are like that.
Wow.
Where if you're single and you get a chick, it's like, it's just a chick, you know. But if you're married and you get a chick, that adds a whole new level.
Especially a young chick.
Yeah, but I think it adds a whole new level for guys. Now, in my case, I never was able to. I have guy friends who were able to, you know, to balance like 4 or 5 chicks at the same time when they were dating. I never understood how to do that.
Yeah, you need balance. That's that Libra thing.
Yeah, because every time I would always get caught, you know, doing crap like that. I never understood how, you know, there are some guys who have a wife and a kid in Los Angeles, and a wife and a kid in Seattle.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you know, some guys are just able to handle that. And the drama and the tension
and
the lying and the cheating that goes on with that. And I think they get off on that.
Yeah.
I think they actually really enjoy that.
Yeah, they like the juggling.
Yeah, they need that kind of stimulation. It's like a guy called us up a couple months ago on the show, and we asked, you know, what you have to do in addition to, you know, hard drugs. You know, if you do you know, like an ecstasy or heroin or, I don't know, maybe loads of Vicodin or whatever you do, acid. And one guy called us up and he said he is a skydiver, but he also needs to do it while he's on heroin.
Whoa.
So just being on heroin and just skydiving isn't enough stimulation for this guy. He needs to combine the stimulation.
What's next? Hey, let's forget the parachute just this once.
Right. But I've never been like that. I've never wanted to be so buzzed that I lost control of myself.
Yeah.
I've been that way before, and I didn't like it.
And you're one of those people that when you're really drunk, nobody knows it because you can just maintain.
That's exactly right.
And then when
right.
you walk in the
right.
door, you fall flat on your face.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't remember anything the night before, but nobody ever accuses me of being drunk. Because they can't tell. All right, Diana Steele, you got to come back sometime.
I would love
Please.
To. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. You have a great show.
We'd love to have you in here. And you can check her out on her website, Diana Steele, STEELE.net. DianaSteele.net. And there's some great interviews there with Arsenio Hall and some other actors and comedians.
Yeah, just
and
through my career,
musicians.
I've had some really fun stuff go on and interesting people that I've got to hang out with. Yeah. And it's good stuff. So
it's
I appreciate
site.
It.
All right.
Well, thank you, sir.
Before you get like a big morning show and you can't do this anymore because Clear Channel won't let you, please come back. Often. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
All right. Dinah Steele, everybody.
Thanks so much.
All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. You smell like a sound. I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolves. Straddle the line, discord and rhyme.
You know what? I'm a chimp.
Yeah, is that
I'm
right?
I'm a stinking chimp.